There currently are no accusations that the upcoming Milwaukee Road project was subject to bid rigging. 30 other projects around the state are mentioned in the criminal complaint. However, prosecutors say defendants did illegally discuss dividing up contracts for Milwaukee's freeway expansion. Gretchen Schuld of Citizens for Sane Highways says the investigation should be complete before work on the Marquette interchange begins.
We know now there's corruption in the road building industry. We just don't know how much. The affidavit filed by the FBI makes clear that the four gentlemen charged are not the only four involved.
State transportation officials say there's no reason to delay the entire Marquette interchange, although Tuesday, at the request of federal officials, the state did hold off bidding out two smaller projects related to the reconstruction. Transportation spokesperson Randy Romanski says the department's considering whether the two accused companies should not be allowed to bid on future state contracts.
If it's found that someone has broken the law, they can be prevented from bidding on contracts.
Governor Jim Doyle has not called for a change in the road contracting process, but says it needs to be carefully monitored.
These are allegations at this point, but if the people are rigging bids, it's costing all of us as taxpayers of Wisconsin money.
The current governor and two preceding him all got donations from the accused road builders. Governor Doyle says he'll return campaign donations he got from executives at Vinton Construction and also Struve Construction. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.